importantly, how do you evaluate your team immediately after this first preseason game? What are your thoughts?
Well, the first thing you always want to do is win. You got to find a way to win. You don't care if it's 40-39 or 7-6. That's the first thing we talk about. Then you want to get a good chance to evaluate your players, first, second, and third team. And we got a chance to see a lot of our second and third team today. And I think our first team overall played fairly well.
I thought the second unit and third unit defensive line was a bear.
Well, we've got some depth, as we've talked about. We've got some competition at the defensive line position. And if you don't have that competition, you don't have that depth, you lose a guy or two, you fall off a cliff very quickly.
Now you got to watch the tape, but Robert looked pretty good. He had an outstanding rating. He got the game's only touchdown, the pass to Pierre. How did he look to you?
Played well, extremely well. And I thought he was cool, calm, and collected. You know, the plays that he had to make, he made. I thought he had a good command of the huddle. He seemed very poised out there, very relaxed.
That was the thing that impressed me, poise.
And a good checkoff there in a really tough situation. We were in a blitz, so we had a play that was called that would have been when they had a chance, and he got us out of that play, and very good for a quarterback in his first game.
You know, we were thinking about in the broadcast booth, this is the right time to sit him down after that nice drive. How does that carry over? Does it carry over to practice?
Well, first of all, our game plan was to play between 12 and 20 plays, and when they ended at 14, our game plan normally, if it ends at 11, we're going to go in for another drive, and if it goes 9 plays, then you're right at 20. So, that's been our game plan in the past where you don't play the starters too much, but enough to get some confidence. And I think we got some confidence today despite, a fumble and a couple penalties. We've got a ways to go. We're not there, but it was a good first game.
Coach, at running back, Morris, he had a lot of carries and really hit the hole well.
Yeah, very excellent job for his first game. You could see. He's a natural runner. I was very impressed with him with the number of snaps that he did have. But he's been like that in practice, so I can't say it surprised me, but it was good to see.
All right, Coach, thanks. Back to work for the Redskins tomorrow. Appreciate your time.
Okay, Larry. Thanks, okay, Sonny.
Robert, how do you assess how you played today? I mean, obviously things went pretty well for you, and you look like you're feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, it felt extremely well. The first one's always the hardest. It's like you step on the football field for the first time in your life, according to a lot of people, once you do make it in the NFL. But, football is football, and I was proud that I was able to come out, be confident, stay calm, and, get through all my progressions and help us lead into our only scoring drive.
Everybody thought you had a lot of poise. You did everything right. I told you about the tackle. We talked about that earlier, about don't make any tackles on interceptions or fumbles. What I want to know is how did your dad evaluate your play?
I haven't had a chance to talk to my dad yet, but I'm pretty sure.
You went over to the sideline. Up in the stands, you had some people there. Somebody whispered in your ear. What was that about?
Oh, that was my Uncle Rodney. He was just telling me something that happened to Michael Vick in their preseason game. But my mom was there, my sister, my fiance. My dad wasn't able to because he was working, but he'll probably be at the rest of the preseason games. But he'll probably say the two incompletions that I had you can't have that. So I look forward to talking to him.
The anticipation was super high. Do you feel any sense of relief now that the first game is out of the way and you got practice coming up in a couple days?
Yeah, I mean, there's a sense of relief. You come out, you affirm to the fans that, hey, you can believe in this guy. You affirm to your team, because countless members of the team, offense and defense, were saying that they were looking forward to seeing me in action because, you can see a guy in practice, but you'll never know how he'll respond when the lights are on. And they were extremely happy about what happened and how accurate I was out there and just able to lead the team to a touchdown. So it affirms for the fans, it's affirmation for the team, and then for yourself, because it doesn't matter whether it's high school, college, or the NFL, that you can play football.
That's great.
Robert, finally, you look super cool. Were you nervous at all? I mean, what did you feel like before this game? You looked so cool. We were just marveling at how cool you looked.
Yeah, it's just a lot of times it's just what you say to yourself. So when people ask me, am I nervous, and I tell them I'm anxious, well, now I'm anxious. But if I tell you that I'm nervous, then I'll be nervous. So it's kind of a mind game. You have to play with yourself. And I think because I did constantly say that I was anxious and I wasn't nervous. But, my music helps calm me down. That cool, calm collective, Robert, that people see, that's what I try to be on the field. So I can just go out and let my skills and talent take over.
Good job, Griff. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you again.